This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom inks climate MOU in China. More fruit flies. Volcanoes are a climate tool. And Stabenow warns ag groups on CCC. Newsom inks climate memorandum of understanding with Chinese province. Nature-based solutions and protecting biodiversity were on a list of climate actions in a new agreement Governor Newsom signed yesterday in China. California will also partner with Guangdong province on zero-emission vehicles, carbon trading, and pollution prevention, among other priorities. The province has its country's largest GDP and seeks to replicate California's cap-and-trade market. Newsom has been touting California's climate goals and recent progress all week as he tours China. You can read about a truck shortage impacting California's clean air goals in the AgriPulse West newsletter later this morning. Yet another fruit fly problem. CDFA has placed parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties under quarantine following detections of the Queensland fruit fly. The flying insect targets more than 175 different fruits, vegetables, and other plants. It adds to a record year for detections. The stakes are high, said CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, as she urged Californians to avoid transporting fruits and vegetables and drawing in such hitchhikers. Study. Lava rocks can capture carbon on farms. UC Davis researchers have found that applying crushed volcanic rock to cropland can play a critical role in removing carbon from the air, even in drought. Rain pulls the carbon to the ground for the fine dust to absorb. Soil scientists tested the approach on a 5-acre fallowed cornfield in the Sacramento Valley. They found that grinding up a volcano and spreading it across all of California's farmland would be equivalent to taking 350,000 cars off the road. They did not address the potential wind-blown dust issues. California lawmakers seek ag disaster aid. A group of House Democrats from California calling on the White House to include agriculture disaster aid in a supplemental funding request to Congress. The lawmakers say the flooding earlier this year cost $1.4 billion in ag damages. Without this desperately needed assistance, farmers will not be able to produce the country's fruits and vegetables, and the effects will be felt nationwide, says a letter from the lawmakers to the White House, led by Representative Salud Carbajal of California. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Fruit and vegetable exporters to get funds from RAP. USDA will be dedicating $100 million for fruit and vegetable exporters out of the $1.3 billion CCC-funded Regional Agricultural Promotion Program that it unveiled yesterday, that according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. The money will go toward countering technical and sanitary and phytosanitary barriers that hinder U.S. fruit and vegetable exports. The fruit and vegetable sector has already pointed out some of the barriers that need to be addressed, and a USDA official says the department will also be holding a series of meetings with industry leaders. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. CCC authority under threat, farm groups are told. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow Some of her aides are warning farm groups about the effort by Republican lawmakers to restrict USDA's use of its Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority, sources are telling AgriPulse. Stabenow of Michigan made the warning in a conference call she held yesterday to discuss the USDA's planned use of $2.3 billion in CCC funds to erect a new five-year agriculture trade promotion and marketing program, as well as buy up more U.S.-grown commodities for international food aid. Stabenow's office isn't commenting publicly on the issue. Key Republicans disagree on the length of farm bill extension. There's little question now that Congress is going to have to extend the 2018 farm bill. The question is how long that extension will be. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, suggests it should be for a full year to provide some certainty to farmers and their bankers. But House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said yesterday he doesn't think an extension needs to be that long. I certainly have more confidence in John Bozeman than maybe he does, Thompson quipped. Bozeman said he didn't think it would take an entire year to get a new farm bill enacted. Senate cuts deal on spending package. Senate leaders have reached an agreement that clears the way for the chamber to take up a package of three spending bills for fiscal 24, including the bill that funds the USDA and FDA. The agreement will allow consideration of 40 amendments. They include one offered by Senator Stabenow that would provide $8.5 million for urban agriculture. There is an amendment by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama that would earmark $1 million for research on drought and disease-resistant peanuts. Another amendment by Alaska Republican Dan Sullivan would bar the use of Chinese seafood in school meals. Now keep in mind, the House version of the ag spending bill is in limbo after failing on the floor in September. Republicans, redefining poverty would hurt rural areas. A recommendation by the National Academy of Sciences to replace the government's official measure of poverty with a new supplemental poverty measure, getting pushback from rural Republicans. The supplemental poverty measure accounts for differences in local costs of living. At a House Ways and Means Subcommittee hearing yesterday, Republicans said the change could divert funding from rural areas to states with higher costs of living. California would see its poverty rate increase by nearly 6%, while the poverty rate in Mississippi would fall nearly 4%, according to Subcommittee Chair Darren LaHood of Illinois. The poverty definition is crucial to SNAP, the National School Lunch Program, Medicaid, and many other programs. In particular, our rural communities depend on the resources and programs Congress provides to deliver necessary services and fight poverty on the ground. Redirecting resources away from rural communities would have a devastating effect, LaHood said. Finally, here's today's They Said It. We cannot wait for the state's next economic upturn to invest in our food security. Those the words of Patricia Carrillo and Irene DiMatacua in an op-ed for the Sacramento Bee, calling for a state climate bond that supports sustainable ag programs and food equity. Carrillo is the executive director of the Agriculture and Land-Based Training Association, and DiMatacua directs policy and communications at Ladreas Campesinas. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.